Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's see what the Speed Jokes lineup is. Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we like to play back the very best, and we'll pull a name here, and someone randomly selected is going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here we go with Joke of the Week number one. Hey, Andy, there's going to be a lot of people in Chicago tonight.
Oh, yeah, why?
They live here. Joke of the Week number two. I asked the hotel receptionist for a wake-up call. The next morning, she rang me up and said, "What are you doing with your life?" Our Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's number three. I went to the hospital and told the nurse I was bitten by a wolf. The nurse asked where. I said, "No, just a regular one." We did that one at Halloween, and we probably will at Halloween again. Here's Joke of the Week number four. I bought a secondhand time machine, Andy.
When?
Next Sunday. I'll tell you, Andy, they don't make them like they're going to make them anymore. That's almost a smarty pants joke. Here's number five. Hey, last week I found out that Dwayne Johnson lives in the condo above me.
I've said for years, John, you've been living under a rock.
It gets worse. Today I found out Kevin Hart lives in the condo below me.
So now you're caught between a rock and a heart place?
That's right, Andy. That's where I'm caught. Here's Joke of the Week number six.
You know, John, I did not get that job selling dollhouses.
Hard to get your foot in the door, right? Poor Andy. Here's Joke of the Week number seven.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Why are you staring at that orange juice container?
It says here, concentrate. Joke of the Week number eight.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a waiter about to clear the table, and John Williams will star as a man from Stockholm.
Are you finished?
No, I'm Swedish. Joke of the Week number nine. Hey, why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
I don't know why.
Because they're dead. Come on, Andy. Come on, Andy. Dave's not here. We
Poor
do that
me.
Joke on Dave about every 6 weeks. But we had somebody new to spring it on. Here's Joke of the Week number 10. This just in, a ship from China carrying yo-yos sank 6 times yesterday. Saw that coming. Here's Joke of the Week number 11. There are two types of people in the world. Those who can extrapolate from incomplete data sets. Joke of the Week number 12. Hey, did you hear about the jurisprudence fetishist? He got off on a technicality. Going to move along here to Joke of the Week number 13.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a cumulus cloud, and John Williams will star as a nimbus cloud.
I don't want to be so fluffy and stuck down here. I want to be light and wispy and way up high.
I get that, but you can't be cirrus. That may be my favorite. I'm not sure. One more joke, please. Andy, yeah. Not one person wished me happy birthday yesterday.
Man, I didn't know it was your birthday yesterday.
That's okay. It wasn't.
It was my birthday,
but maybe it'll be nice if you just said, hey, happy birthday. All right. What was the joke of the week? What do you say, Steve Alexander?
I'm going with the secondhand time machine.
Secondhand time machine. They don't make them like they're going to make them anymore. Bob Kessler says...
Can I do rank choice or is this a...
That's right. You can give me...
My number one was number one. They live here. And then my rank number two was time machine.
No, that's not how we're playing the game.
Then time machine. Then they live here. They live here.
They live here. Chicago, number one. Let's see here. Andy, did you give me yours?
I did not. I will give you the one I thought of was also time machine. I like that one.
I like the time machine joke, too. Producer Pete, where are you, please?
Time machine.
Time machine, ladies and gentlemen. We'll randomly select from the jokes sent in. Someone will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug that way, but that got enough votes to earn one. We'll go through the jokes, see who sent it to us, and we'll send them a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug as well.